Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back into Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Mac Murray, executive producer Bob Fesco, executive radio personality Dusty Likens, lucky to be here. Is it just me, or do you enjoy when Philadelphia loses, or is it, are we past that?
It is what it is. I mean, I grew up in North Jersey, so anything South Jersey was always ass, and so Philadelphia was always in that category for me. So I like when the Eagles lose, especially when Saquon Barkley drops a very easy pass that would have given the Eagles a first down and would have moved the sticks, would have kept the clock moving, but it didn't work out that way, and they let Kirk Cousins beat them at the end of the game. Like, of all people, Kirk Cousins beat you at the end of the game last night. So the Eagles are now 1-1. The Falcons are 1-1. Basically, the entire league is 1-1. Right now, with the exception of like Chiefs and Buffalo, everybody's trying to figure out, you know, where they are, who they are as a team. And that's why I said yesterday, and I'll continue to say today, everything we knew about the NFL in week one, we totally don't know about week two of the NFL. Like, everything changed on a dime in week two. And that's the beauty of this league. Like, I found myself last night sitting there watching the NFL pregame and all this stuff. Like, I'm addicted to this league, maybe more so than I've ever been before. And it has to do with, you know, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs doing their thing. But watching watching the NFL last night, man, this is why this league is so great. Everything goes down to the wire. Everything comes down to the last second. Big play here, misplay there. The final 2 minutes of every game seemingly constantly just the lead just switches back and forth. It was another great game for the NFL last night.
Yeah, I mean, the NFL is the number one most entertaining thing on the face of the United States.
Yeah.
I mean, I was literally talking to a buddy of mine yesterday. And we both like had, it won't last, but we both had this like conversation of this is, I don't know if I can bet on the NFL for the next 2 to 3 weeks because I have no idea what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, upset after upset after upset on Sunday. We always hear the common saying of how much parity there is in the NFL.
Mm-hmm. Except when it comes to winning championships. Like, there's parity all over the place, but when it comes to winning championships, it's New England and Kansas City.
Right. Like, I'm pretty sure it started with Thursday night. Excuse me. Because I'm pretty sure Buffalo is a 2.5-point dog.
Yeah, well, you're going on the road on Thursday night?
To Miami.
Yeah, to Miami? You should be a dog. And 31-10.
Obviously, yeah. We know that game ended in two different ways, the blowout and then the Tua news. You look at the Saints and Cowboys, they give us a noon spectacular, and you're like, oh, so this is just foreshadowing what this week's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore loses at Vegas.
Right.
Another noon game.
Another noon game.
Where
another game that looked like it was in hand, and then, you know, you poop it away.
And I've seen a ton of people who are like, in my Survivor Leagues, first week I picked Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah.
You get the breakfast ball, they call it on the golf course.
Yeah.
Second week, I took, you know, the Ravens. No way they lose at home against Vegas. Oh, I'm out of my Survivor League. Well, you have a stressless.
So Carrington picked the first 2 weeks?
Right. And
what was that, like 3 years in a row where he was knocked out after the first 2 weeks?
Then he went on a run.
Yeah.
But, you know, call it an upset or not, but the Packers and Malik Willis beat the Indianapolis Colts. I know that was a home game for Green Bay, but they still beat the Colts.
But you had a backup quarterback in there.
Mac tried to tell us, once again. He tried to tell us, put a little bit of sprinkle and respect on Malik Willis' name. And he was decent.
Or the Indianapolis Colts really just bad and just played a good game against the Texans in week one,
He was decent. And Gus Bradley's terrible and needs to be fired for the Colts.
I don't know
that's
who that is.
That's the defensive coordinator for the Colts. He needs to be fired.
And we'll get to that in Tough Tuesdays coming up here in a little bit later on. You look around the league and there's just like, I don't know if you want to consider it an upset, but the Bucs weren't favorites at Detroit. No. And they won that game.
No, that's an upset, of course, because Detroit's the darling of the NFL, right? Everybody loves Detroit. You're supposed to beat Tampa. If you're going to go to the Super Bowl, you win those kind of games.
Right.
But maybe, look, Baker Mayfield, how much right now are the Cleveland Browns looking at Baker Mayfield going, unbelievable. Not only did we make a stupid mistake with the quarterback, we made a stupid mistake by getting rid of this quarterback. Yeah. We're just a stupid franchise. That should be their new name, the Cleveland Stupids. That should be what they should be called.
Well, I mean, I love it.
They should be called the Cleveland Stupids.
I hate that franchise.
Oh, it's the worst.
And
it's
awesome that they suck. Yeah. I have no issues with them doing that because I love seeing Deshaun Watson suck, and I love watching Houston absolutely thrive.
The way that Houston is taking advantage of this thing, it's like the Bears almost taking advantage of Carolina's bad decision-making there and trading those picks to them. But, of course, the Bears took Caleb Williams, so they're not in any better shakes anyway. But the Cleveland Stupids, I mean, it's like you wasted all this guaranteed money on a creepo for your quarterback who's not really good. You got rid of a guy who was making nachos inside the stadium and literally living in the stadium with his wife and getting hot cheese in a cup. And you got rid of him, and now what's he doing? He's winning in Tampa. He went and took that team to the playoffs last year. He's got them, a 2-0 now this year?
That's right.
And Deshaun Watson is sitting there going, and he's in more trouble.
Yes!
I mean, it's awesome to watch the Cleveland Stupids.
Who do you think is in more regret? And I'm sure the answer is obviously Cleveland. Cleveland or Vegas? Watching Carr do this in New Orleans or watching
It's got to be Cleveland because of the guaranteed money. Cleveland,
take the money out of the side. Quarterback.
I would say Cleveland.
Yeah.
The Raiders gave Derek Carr 10 years. They gave Derek Carr a decade.
They did.
They did. But how many head coaches did Derek Carr have in those 10 years?
I'm not saying, of course.
I mean, he was never put in position to succeed down there. Look at Dennis Allen, his guy from Vegas at one point.
Yeah.
They're winning games. They're looking good, man.
And then more games. The Niners lose.
Yeah, the Niners. Just, yeah, right.
And everybody's sitting themselves going, what in the world? And I looked at that stat today, and I read it to you guys. How much money is Vegas winning?
Yeah, a lot, right?
Like, Vegas is going, hey, guys, come on out. We'll comp your hotel. We'll comp your strip club. We'll comp your dinners.
Mm-hmm.
Come on out. 9-1.
9-1.
So far in 2 weeks are teams with a plus 5.5 or more spread are 9-1 right now in the first 2 weeks of the season.
It's insane, right? It's insane.
You know who's 2-0?
The Chiefs.
Tell you, man, if this is where I fall back after I've had 2 days to kind of recover from what you've watched because it's whatever it is. You watch something, your immediate reaction is one thing, and then you're okay.
Let me take a step back.
I think to myself, and people have asked me what'd you think about the game Sunday? And I'm like, well, I don't like those games. They're like, what do you mean they won? I'm like, yeah, but I'd rather them be, it's 31-17. There's 2 minutes left. I don't have to worry about anything. And if they score a late touchdown, it's 31-24. Shocker, the Chiefs don't cover. But here we are. They win. It was easy. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't care if they win every game 22-21. Hell, I don't care if they win every game 3-2.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
As long as you win, and if you can win early and quick in the season, you are going to separate yourself, at least this year, in my opinion. Maybe this is, hey, Dusty, wake up. This happens every year in the NFL. But you're 2-0 against two pretty decent teams, whereas Baltimore has shot themselves in the foot.
They're screwed. They're not only 0-2, they're 0-2 in the AFC.
And they're, I guess, they're two games out of their division. So before you can even worry about Kansas City,
right,
you've got to worry about getting back to .500. Then you got to worry about getting the top of your division, which is still Cincinnati, Cleveland, Pittsburgh.
Baltimore can't be over .500, Dusty, till week 5 at the earliest.
Ravens next 3 games at Cowboys, host the Bills at Bengals.
Hello.
Oh, wow. That's going to be a lot of fun. But who do they have this week, did you say?
Cowboys.
At Dallas.
At Dallas. Man, I don't know right now with Dallas. I mean, that thing's a toss-up right now. now.
Dallas can't afford to lose.
No, they can't, right? But you know what?
If they lose, they're 1-2. Jerry's pissed. Mike McCarthy's fired. And all of a sudden, Dash getting his money taken back.
Right. Yeah, like they're voiding that contract, you know, right? That's why you never should have got into that contract. But that's Jerry.
The reverse side of that would be that with all these teams losing and only a few teams really just taking the driver's seat and winning, Chiefs, Bills, Houston, and the AFC.
Right.
NFC, Saints, Bucks,
Yeah, that's about it right now. Yeah.
And you look at these teams and it's like, so there's room for error. Yeah, but let these guys all have to fight each other. And then everybody's going to look in the mirror and you're going to look, you know, further down the season, be like week 7 or 8. And it'll be like, damn it. The Chiefs are 6-1.
Mm-hmm.
And the best team after them is the Bills and they're
3-4.
No. But they could be
5-2.
They could be 5-2.
You had the Chiefs at 6-1, so clearly you're nuts too.
Sure. But I'm just trying to be realistic. So let's say, okay, let's say they're 7-0 and the Bills are 5-2.
Yeah.
And one of those Bills losses is to the Ravens.
Right.
Hello. And then when you play Buffalo, again, so I said this yesterday. In the toughest season to win a championship because of what it means, winning a third in a row,
mm-hmm.
to parlay 3 straight championships, never been done before, very rarely been done in professional sports, and then to look at it and think to yourself, well, if you're the most complete team, which very damaged now, we will see what they are without Pacheco, could be the easiest route to the Lombardi Trophy you've had in, which is astonishing.
The hardest thing to overcome for the Chiefs this year may be the Pacheco injury. And I'm including other teams as well in all of this, right? Like that may be the hardest thing for them to overcome. And then I go, okay, we've got Andy Reid and we got Patrick Mahomes. We're going to be just fine. I'm sensing a Travis Kelce breakout game this mm-hmm. weekend, just from some of the feeling that I get,
if you will.
I think
it's next weekend because it's the Chargers.
Because it's the Chargers next weekend.
And he always does well against
them. I think it's going to come this weekend because it's Sunday Night Football.
Prime
people
time.
Are already talking about him being, you know, slowed down and mm-hmm. all this kind of stuff. Pacheco being injured. I think this is the week like if you're going to start Travis Kelce this week in fantasy, this may be the week that you go out and start Travis Kelce. Trust me on this. I had an inkling on Rice. I think I have an inkling on Travis Kelce this week. So that could be the guy that you're looking at to be the catalyst for this offense against the Atlanta Falcons. I think he gets going this week. And here's the other thing that I will say about what's going on in the NFL right now. This is why you can't get upset after a win. I know everybody wants 35-0 or 72-0, right? We want it to be pretty. We want it to be, you know, clean. We want it to be wonderful. That game was en route to a blowout if Patrick Mahomes doesn't throw a couple of interceptions in that game, right? Mm. I mean, that game is en route to a blowout if the quarterback doesn't throw 2 extremely bad passes. This thing is blowout fashion against Cincinnati. So that's where I look at this team and I go, you clean up a couple of those mistakes. And if it's mistakes that 15's making, he's going to be just fine next week because he'll be hard on himself like nobody else is and take care of those mistakes. And you won't see those mistakes again from Patrick Mahomes. But this is the ultimate survive and advance league. Everybody is a player or two away from being as good as everybody else in this league. And so when you match these teams up and you're looking at who you're going to pick each week, it's hard to do, especially when it's against the Chiefs, because everybody's going to be playing their best game. And the fact that they're sitting against 2-0 against 2 teams that potentially played the best that they're going to play all year is really, really impressive. Now you got to go take care of an Atlanta Falcon team on Sunday Night Football that's coming on a short week, which is good. I do like that. But also, hey, they got a little confidence right now. They just went into Philadelphia and beat the Eagles. So they're going to be playing with a little swagger and a little confidence. And it's probably not going to be a blowout on Sunday Night Football. The Chiefs will probably win this thing by 3 or 4 points. We'll go, whoo, got out of there with a win. Thank God. And we just kind of progress forward and move forward with this whole thing. So this league is always very hard to predict. It's very, very difficult to go out there and try to figure out who's going to win these games because teams are so evenly matched. And that's why, you know, like the spreads are always 3-4 points because that's how close teams are in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, it's why we watch. It's why it's on every streaming device.
That's right.
It's why it's going to expand in every country.
Yep.
I mean,
it's just such a glorious product. You just every week it's something different and something spectacular that you're going to see.
2 o'clock on a Sunday is when you can call me Andy from Toy Story. Because that's when I find my Woody.
They made a couple more plays than we did down the stretch. You know, we made some plays. They made more. And You know, that's on all of us. That's on, that starts with coaching and goes to the, you know, to the players. We're all responsible for the loss. That's how close games are in this one, in this league, right? To 22-21. Sometimes it just comes down to a couple plays, but it's never just one play. It's never just that play, because all the plays equal up to, you know, to the win or to the loss.
I mean, he's right about that. Obviously, Nick Sirianni, they're talking about that play where Saquon Barkley had it in his mitts and would have had a first down. Wasn't paying any attention to the football, was trying to, you know, look before he caught it and run before he caught the football, and just dropped it and it fell to the turf. And instead of running out the clock, basically, at that point in time, the clock stops and Atlanta gets the ball back and they're able to score. And the big question becomes, bad play call, bad execution. You're an NFL player. You're wide open. You got to catch that ball and fall forward.
Yeah, it's tough. And then this was his quarterback on that.
Obviously, it's a tough loss. We'll learn from it. You know, I trust him every day of the week to make a play, just like everybody else. And so we'll be better from it.
We're going to learn from it. What are you going to learn?
That's learn to run it.
Yeah. What are you going to learn in that situation there,
so,
Jalen?
I want to ask you guys this after last night, because we all can say that we watched. We just spent 10 minutes talking about how we're addicted to the NFL. Of course we are. I watched the entire game along with the Royals.
Mm-hmm.
Dive into that here in a little bit as well, because I think I know why, and so does Bob.
Yep.
You are the way you are this year with this baseball team.
Why are you the way you are? I figured it out last night.
And is this game more on Philadelphia blew it, or Atlanta went and took it?
Atlanta took advantage of the opportunity that Philadelphia didn't close out. You know, that's the sign of a decent team. Like, you took advantage of that opportunity. Philadelphia left the door open, and you kicked it in, and you allowed Kirk Cousins to go down the field and beat you with a sick pass for a touchdown, too, right? Like, that's a hard throw to make. That was a nice pass.
Drakey Lowe, baby.
By Kirk Cousins in the side corner of the end zone there to kind of win that game. But also, Jalen Hurts, you know, you still had 40 seconds on the clock, right? I know that the timeout situation was grave for you, but you got to find a way to move that ball down the field and get your team in the field goal range instead of throwing a bad interception at the end to seal that game for the Atlanta Falcons. Like, there was plenty of time for Jalen Hurts to move the ball down the field. Quarterbacks are paid big money in this league. They're paid more than anybody else at any other position. And so when the time gets tough, that's why you get paid the big bucks. You're getting paid to lead your team to a victory. And Jalen Hurts didn't do it at the end last night. Not even on that play where Saquon Barkley lost it. You still had an opportunity to go down the field, kick a game-winning field goal, and you couldn't put your team in that position. And 40 seconds in the NFL, whether you have timeouts or not, is a very long time if you do it the right way. Out pattern, out pattern, out pattern. Boom, spike the football, kick the field goal, win the football game. And Jalen Hurts wasn't able to lead his team. Not many guys are. We're very spoiled with Patrick Mahomes. But, you know, you look around the league. Are you able to lead your team in 40 seconds to get your $200 million per year? Jalen Hurts had that opportunity last night. And Atlanta made a play at the end and got the interception. But that was a terribly thrown pass. Terribly thrown pass right to the Atlanta Falcons defenders.
You make a 40-second drive to win the game sound like a layup. I mean, it's not that easy.
It's the NFL. It's an offensive league. Like, the rules
are...
It's
not. This year, it's not. And last year, it's not.
The rules are so in your favor when it comes to offense, right? I mean, we benefited here on Sunday with a pass interference play. Throw it down the field. Get somebody to commit a penalty. Like, there are ways you can do it to try to win a football game. If you're going to take the cash, you got to produce the results. That's why I'm like, I don't pay any of these guys. You paid Jalen Hurts. You paid Dak Prescott. Neither of them led their team to a victory this past week. You've got to do more. The expectation is higher when you're making all that money. Look at Patrick Mahomes, man. That guy every single week leads his team and puts his team in position. I know he's a rare breed. 40 seconds
that's
left.
That's the end of the conversation.
I know, though, but still.
That's like being like, look at what Max Scherzer does on the mound 5 years ago. It's like, that's the best pitcher in baseball.
And Mahomes didn't lead his team to a victory this week. He was not the reason that team won this week.
No, not at all. But when the moment called for it,
he found a penalty.
You know? But Jalen Hurts, man, like, you've got to show that you belong, because there's a lot of doubt for people right now about Jalen Hurts, even coming into this season. I mean, the Philadelphia people are like hating Jalen Hurts. And I like Jalen Hurts. I think he's a good quarterback.
Again,
but you got 40 seconds left. At least put your team in position to kick a field goal. Bowl.
And again, on the Philadelphia fans hating Jalen Hurts, welcome to Philadelphia. So that's another one of those things where it's just like, that's the city that you're in.
And they really hate Nick Sirianni today.
Good. They should. He hasn't. He's completely fumbled the bag, in my opinion. What about Atlanta, though? That's the next team you play.
I know everybody's going to be freaking out over Atlanta right now. I still think we're better than them. You saw them last night. It's fresh in your mind, Atlanta.
I think freaking out is a bit of a leap. I think that Atlanta is that, like, because Mac and I both are on record. I could take the time and go back and look at shows from the beginning of the season. This is a game that I thought
you
was
guys know,
be,
yeah.
I think it's a tough game. Mm-hmm. I'm interested to see how they show up as a city. Like, does the Super Bowl champ and the bad guys of the NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs, draw to the Atlanta Falcons? Like, are they as excited as, like, going to, you know, Vegas, going to, you know, if they go to Baltimore, go to Buffalo? It's like, I'm going to this Chiefs game.
This is an easy trip. Like going to Buffalo and Vegas, a little bit more expensive, a little bit more difficult. Like, easy down flights south to Atlanta, and you're there in no time, and probably an easier ticket and a cheaper ticket than it is at some of these other places, too.
And you watch what Atlanta likes to do. Kirk Cousins likes to let Bijan Robinson kind of be that guy that he is, who is a stud, just multiverse running back. And they do have a tight end that's not really done anything in the league, except there for some reason, neither is Mike Gesicki, and the guy had 1,000 yards on Sunday.
Right. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's interesting to see where this game will be. It's another primetime game for Kirk Cousins. That's back-to-back. He just won his fourth game on Monday Night Football. And he's been kind of known to be non-primetime Kirk, whereas the guy he's going up against, his nickname is Showtime.
Right.
So it's intriguing. I'm going to look more into it. We can dive more into that game as the week progresses, but this game is a little interesting. Like, where people like to say trap game, I don't know if I believe in that sort of thing, but this is one of those games where it's like, it's an NFC opponent, it's a road game on a Sunday night. It's interesting.
Yeah, the trap games to me are the ones where you're going against, like, a bad team. I don't consider Atlanta necessarily a bad team. The trap game is like, you've got you just came off a Ravens game. Mm. You've got, you know, the Colts or the Panthers, and then the week after that you've got the Bills. Like that ooh, to me is that sort of trap game. And look, I do believe, and I'll continue to say this, this team is so dialed in and so focused on three-peating and so focused on going 17-0 and so focused on embarrassing everybody, I don't think they're going to be ready for one of those quote-unquote trap games. They may get beat along the way, but it's not going to be because they weren't ready to go. And if some nondescript guy like Mike Gesicki beat you and Jamar Chase has held the one catch for or Mike, whatever the guy's name is.
Is it Jif or Gif?
Yeah, right.
Giraffe or Giraffe?
Jaminski, whatever the guy's name was in you know,
Gesicki.
In Cincinnati. If you let somebody like that beat you, so what? You held Jamar Chase to basically no performance in that game. And that's the way games work sometimes. You take away their star players. The Chiefs do a pretty good job of that. And if some no-name beats you, then some no-name beats you. You tip your cap to them, but you got to go out there and make plays. I think Patrick Mahomes has a big game this week because I think he's going to hear a lot about it from his coaches. Like, bro, what are you doing here with these passes? Mm-hmm. Like, those weren't good. The one that was intercepted over the middle, everybody in the stadium saw that one coming. And then you have Xavier Worthy, and you underthrew him. Just go up over the top. He can run underneath that one. Like, those are two bad passes by Mahomes, and I think that's going to fuel his fire.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between.
upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For this week.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.